In this week's parsha, Parshas Ki Tse, we are given an interesting set of mitzvahs. It goes like this: Ki Savay Becherem Re'echa, when you come to the vineyard of your friend, meaning when you come to the vineyard of another Jew, Va'achalta Anavim Kenafshecha Savecha, you can eat as many grapes as you want until you're full, until you're satisfied. Ve'al Kelicha Le'Sitein, but don't put extra grapes into your basket, meaning you can't take any of the grapes with you, but when you're in the vineyard, you can eat as many grapes as you want. And then, Ki Savay Bekamas Re'echa, when you come to your friend's field of standing grain, v'katafta melilois biyadecha, you can pluck ears with your hand. That means you're allowed to take wheat that you can take off with your hand, but v'chermesh leisanif al kamas reyecha, you can't put a sickle to your neighbor's grain, meaning you're not allowed to go in and, you know, actually cut down his field and take the grain. So the first thing that the Mefarshim all make clear is that we're not talking about a random person walking into somebody's vineyard and being able to eat as many grapes as he wants. What we're talking about is a worker. If you happen to be working for another Jew, and what you're doing is you're picking grapes so that he can make wine, while you're picking the grapes for him and you get hungry, you're allowed to eat those grapes that you have as well. But what you're not allowed to do is take extra grapes and bring them home for your wife and children. You're allowed to eat, you're allowed to take what you can take, just the little bit that you can actually take if you're working in his field. The purpose of this mitzvah is to create a fair and just social environment where the worker and the employer feel comfortable with each other, and that there's a feeling of the employer taking care of his workers. When we look at history and the forces of social revolution, we can see how much wisdom there is in this approach that the Torah gives us of Derechecha Derechei Noyam, that even though I'm the employee and you happen to be working for me, we're really brothers, we're friends, we're Rehim, and therefore, of course, if you're picking grapes, I'm going to let you have some grapes. I'm not going to tell you that you can't eat the grapes as you're picking it. The Sefer Hadrush V'Hanayim speaks about an interesting Musar lesson that we learn from here. Because really, the commandment should have been on the owner, not the Sakhir. Meaning that the way that the commandment should have been written was that when you have somebody working in your vineyard, another Jew working in your vineyard, allow him to eat as many grapes as he wants until he's full. He's not allowed to take extra home, but you, the owner, should allow him to eat the grapes. And when you have somebody who's working in your field, allow him to take whatever he can take with his hands without using tools. The way the mitzvah is phrased is for the worker, that the worker is allowed to eat, not that the owner should leave for them. Another thing that is pointed out is that when things are a little bit different than they usually are, it's coming to alert us that there's something deeper going on here. And usually when the Torah talks about the set of agricultural locations, the field usually comes before the vineyard. Here the vineyard comes before the field. So it leads the Balei Musar to try and figure out what's really going on here. And perhaps the hint here is that we're not talking only, this mitzvah is a practical mitzvah, and it exists till today, but we're not only talking about actual vineyards and actual fields, but we are discussing the vineyards and the fields that we find ourselves in because we are in a long and bitter galus, in a long and bitter exile. And when we come to somebody else's field or somebody else's vineyard, we may need to invest our efforts and strengths into the land that we have found ourselves in. And we do. And perhaps we can even find ourselves becoming very successful. And we feel like we're building ourselves up here. And almost, we feel very much at home, like we're the owners of this land. Don't fool yourself into thinking this way and believing that you're going to be able to take any of this with us. Meaning, when we're in the foreign vineyards, not our own vineyards, it's somebody else's vineyards, we're being allowed to be successful here and to eat the fruits of our labors because we're allowed to eat while we're here. But to think that what we're investing here in our foreign lands, in our galus, is stuff that we're going to be able to take with us ultimately, that's a mistake. We're not going to be able to put into our kelim. Because these lands do not belong to us. We are temporary workers who are able to eat while we are here. And our erstwhile friends will make sure that we don't end up taking any of it with us. We should know that whatever we manage to take while we're in the field, that's what's going to be ours. And sooner and later, we will be asked to leave this field or this vineyard. And praised is the person who understands this from the very beginning. The mashal is of a fox who found himself a vineyard full of good grapes. But there was a gate around this vineyard, and there was a hole in the gate. But he couldn't fit through the hole. He was too plump. So he starved himself for 3 days, and after 3 days of starving, he was able to squeeze in, and he enjoyed a great feast. But of course, he couldn't leave the vineyard, and he needed to leave the vineyard because he didn't want to stay in the vineyard for the rest of his life. He had his family outside the vineyard. His home was outside the vineyard. So he had to starve himself again. And he turns to the vineyard and he said, "You are a wonderful vineyard, but what is the point of you? Maha na'a yesh li mimcha. What pleasure do I get out of you? K'moshe nechnasti, the way I came in, thin, kachush v'razeh, I was thin and I was weak, kach yatzasi mimcha. I left you the same in the same state that I came in. Weak and thin, what is the point of you? You're a beautiful vineyard, but I can't enjoy you in a permanent way." Sometimes we get to a new place, we get to a new vineyard, and in order to get into this vineyard and in order to feel at home in this vineyard, we divest ourselves of all our weight, of all of our spiritual belongings, so we can get in. And we throw our proverbial talis and tefillin overboard so that we should be accepted in this foreign vineyard. And then we work, and then we start to put fruits, we start to put grapes in our kelim, thinking that this is my vineyard. I have it. I own it. We're going to start chopping down the grain with our sickles because it feels like it's ours and I can make myself permanent wealth here. I can be accepted here. But we all know the end of the mashal, and at the end of the mashal, we're going to have to leave. And when we leave, the only thing we have is what we've actually invested in our own vineyards, and the vineyards that really do belong to us. Our Torah, our tefillas, our ma'asim tovim, these are things that intrinsically remain with us even once we are asked to leave the vineyard. We have to watch ourselves and make sure that we plant and we harvest what really does belong to us, and not to waste time trying to become owners of foreign vineyards that ultimately we end up having to leave. And we've seen this cycle happen over and over and over again in our galus. So the pasuk says, when you come to the kerem, to the vineyard, eat, of course we should eat, and of course we should make ourselves as comfortable as we need to make ourselves. But we have to remember, don't forget, you're not putting this in your vessels. You're not taking any of this with you. It's not really your vineyard. It's the vineyard of somebody else.